At the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit, I'm visiting with Jennifer Weinberg, George Washington University student, and also a panelist here. Your panel that just concluded shortly ago is titled College Cafeteria Confidential. I thought it was an interesting title. What got you interested, and how did you get involved in being on this panel?
It was a really interesting story of how I got into this panel. So about a month ago, I was walking through our main quad on campus, and I noticed this big setup with a barn. And I went, wait a second, this is interesting, because GW is many things, but one thing is not as an ag school. And coming from an agricultural background, I was very interested. So I actually went through this presentation, and what it ended up being was a presentation under PETA 2, which is the organization that PETA is now branching off onto college campuses to spread their message about anti-beef, and not just anti-beef, but anti-livestock, go vegan, so very, very oppressive and like attacking the livestock industry. So I went through, I actually met their president and chatted with her for quite a while. I didn't tell her who I was and what I was for, because I was really interested to see what their ideas were, what they were being told, like what their platform was, because I think that's the best way to interact with these groups, even if you disagree with them directly. So I gathered up all their materials, and I emailed my contact at the National Beef Cattlemen's Association, and I said, listen, you know, there's a lot of anti-beef, anti-livestock campaigns on this campus. Like, do you want to know? And she said, oh, absolutely. So I met with them, and then they shot me over to the Animal Ag Alliance, because that's really what the AAA does. So I met with them, I conversed, I exchanged my materials, and then they invited me to speak on this panel, because not only do I provide a different perspective than majority of the people on the panel, but I'm also split in my personality and like split in like my experiences coming from a beef farm and also being a GW college student under the, I guess you could say, jurisdiction of Sodexo.
Yeah. So you mentioned farm background. Just tell us a bit about your background.
My background in particular started from, I guess, the second I was born. I've been raised on a farm that my father lived in as a child, that my great-grandfather owned. So really, farm is run through, the farming lifestyle is run through my entire family. We started out when I was a child just having feedlot animals that we'd raise, get them ready for harvest, then we'd sell to individual customers. And then as I grew up and my love for animals expanded, I decided I wanted to be a part of the local 4-H in my town. I wanted to start showing beef cattle because that's what my father did and my grandparents did, and so I wanted to be a part of it. And the more and more I got involved, the more and more I fell in love with it completely. So we switched over from raising beef cattle for just livestock, for just feeder purposes, to a show cattle, which changed the way we were feeding our beef and everything. So now I compete on a local, state, regional, and national level. So that's really where my passion for agriculture and specifically the beef industry has come from.
Well, you mentioned differing viewpoints, and I heard some interesting words thrown out in that panel you had, like the concept of food justice, and that eating good food is a human right. How do those things, how do you feel about those kinds of terms for this, you know, this millennial age group that we're talking about here?
I think it gets really tricky, because the second you start throwing around human rights and justice, the line, it gets very muddled, and it's very difficult to find the one answer that fits everything, that combines an economics, practicality, humane, justice, liberty, all of that. I think that it's definitely important to take into consideration, because I feel it's unavoidable. I think that the idea of having people state that eating healthy foods is a right, it gets a little, it gets really difficult to think about and even to just answer in just one sentence or a paragraph. I think that using something as a right, like the right for free speech, I think it gets very tricky. I think that it would be, you know, ideal for these options to be available, but to use it as a right, I think, is very dangerous. I think as, you know, you continue on and with our policy and how things are going in the government today, I think that labeling everything as a right almost devalues the idea of what a right is in general.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned policy. A right is a basis for having a policy to regulate somehow.
Absolutely.
And that is something we have way too much of in a lot of ways in the agricultural sector today. Mm-hmm. So anything you're kind of taking away from this experience?
The biggest thing, I think, is that we have a lot of work to do. I think that's a common theme for any policy, any big area, especially as food, like I mentioned in the panel today, you know, with media pushing towards this idea of food justice, pushing towards the question of where our food comes from and is this a problem, especially through, you know, media such as Food Inc. I think that we have a lot of work to do, and we have a lot of talking to do as well. So I think that this panel was a good start, but I think that there's a lot more work to be done down the road.
Well, after hearing you and now talking with you personally, I'm glad that you're where you are and hopefully having some interesting conversations about farming and food.
Thank you very much.
Okay, really appreciate it. That's Jennifer Weinberg. She is one of our panelists here at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit. That's a mouthful to say, but I'm getting better at it. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.